Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Sean Martin of the Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association and ExcelHSports.com. We will talk IU men and women's basketball and the Indiana Pacers, and we'll have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with IU men's basketball as they split a pair this week. The Hoosiers victorious over Northwestern 79-76 in two overtimes Wednesday. Al Durham led the way with 24 points. Armon Franklin with 23 points. Trace Jackson Davis has a double-double with 10 points and 14 rebounds. Jerome Hunter, who had missed the last two games due to a coach's decision, has 7 points off the bench, and he hits a big three-pointer in the second overtime to give the Hoosiers the lead and the win. The Hoosiers came back Saturday afternoon and fell at fourth-ranked Ohio State 78-59. Trace Jackson Davis had 23 points and 9 rebounds. Jerome Hunter, who is from Pickerton, Ohio, just outside Columbus, had 10 points. A pair of Bloomington natives also played, one for each team. Anthony Leal for IU 6 minutes and did not score. He played at Bloomington South and was the 2020 Mr. Basketball. Musa Jallo, who played at Bloomington North and is a junior at Ohio State, played just 2 minutes and did not score for Ohio State. IU is 11-9 on the season and 6-7 in the Big Ten. Up next, Minnesota at home on Wednesday, 9 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and then Saturday at home against Michigan State, noon on ESPN. IU women's basketball got a pair of victories this week. The Hoosiers demolished Penn State 90-65 on Wednesday afternoon at Assembly Hall. Penn State led 40-39 at halftime, and then IU takes over, outscoring them 51-25 the rest of the way. Grace Berger records her third career triple-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. She has all three triple-doubles in IU women's basketball history. She also made history becoming the fifth player in NCAA women's basketball history to have a triple-double against the same team twice in the same season. Her previous two triple-doubles came against Eastern Kentucky and at Penn State, and she records the third against the Lady Lions. Mackenzie Holmes had 25 points, Allie Patberger had 17, and Alexa Goulbe had 15. The Hoosiers come back Sunday and beat Illinois 58-50. Allie Patberger leads the way with 16 points. Nicole Cardano-Hillary has 11. Grace Berger has 10 points. Mackenzie Holmes had 7 points but pulled down 10 rebounds. The Hoosiers are 13-4 on the year and are 11-2 in the Big Ten. They will host Michigan this Thursday, 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and then they will host Iowa on Sunday. And the Indiana Pacers are 14-13 and second in the Central Division. They went 2-2 last week, losing to Utah at home, losing to Brooklyn on the road, winning at Detroit and at Atlanta. The Pacers, 3 games this week. They host Chicago this evening, Wednesday at Minnesota, and Saturday at Houston. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. In boys high school basketball, Bloomington South is on a roll with 10 straight wins. Beats Indianapolis Homeschool 70-31 and Bloomfield 58-41. The Panthers are 17-4. Up next, Friday at Evansville Central, Saturday host Jennings County. Bloomington North is 10-2 and has won 4 straight. Beats Terre Haute North 60-57 and Terre Haute South 78-58. Up next, the Cougars travel to Franklin tomorrow and host Southport on Saturday. Edgewood is 11-9, snaps a 5-game losing streak at Orleans, 55-50, their game with Danville postponed. Up next, tomorrow at Northview and Friday at Mitchell. Lighthouse Christian is 3-15, loses to Vincennes Reve 40-33. Their game at White River Valley postponed to February 23rd. Up next tomorrow at Washington Catholic and Friday at North Davies. The girls' high school state swimming finals were contested at IUPUI Natatorium without fans due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That did not bother the Carmel Greyhounds as they win for the 35th straight time. Yes, 35th straight time and 36th overall out of 47 state championships contested in girls' swimming. Carmel has 36 of them. The Greyhounds won with a state record of 479 points. Bloomington South was 12th with 84 points. Christina Pagel, the junior, won the state championship for the second year in a row in the 100 freestyle with a time of 48.78. She had a time of 49.57 her sophomore season. Other results for Bloomington South, they were 8th in the 200 freestyle relay, 9th in the 400-yard freestyle relay, 14th in the 200 medley relay. Pagel was 2nd in the 200-yard freestyle, and Sydney Anderson was 16th in the 50-yard freestyle. Bloomington South Wrestling finished 8th place in the Jasper Semi-State with 50 points. The Panthers will advance 3 wrestlers to the state finals. Tristan Ruhlman won at 220 pounds. Delaney Ruhlman was 3rd at 138. Cade Meyer was 4th at 132. Miles Libby, Aiden Reynolds, and Tuff Fender all lost in the first round and did not advance. Edgewood finished 27th with 8 points. Cash Turner lost in the quarterfinals at 126 pounds. Lane Deckard lost at 132 pounds in the quarterfinals. Neither one of those wrestlers will advance. And Bloomington North's lone wrestler Chase Hostetler lost in the first round at 152 pounds, and he will not advance. The state finals are this Friday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The first round for the 106 to 145 pound weight classes is 11 a.m. The first round for the 152 to 285 pound weight classes is 7 p.m. on Saturday. The quarterfinals start at 9:30 a.m., followed by the semifinals. The consolation starts at 5, and the championships are at 7:30. Evansville Modern Day did win the semi-state with 172.5 points, followed by Brownsburg, Avon, Floyd Central, and Center Grove. The girls' basketball semi-states are set 4 sites, 2 games at each site this Saturday. At LaPorte in Class 3A, it will be Norwell against South Bend, Washington at 12 o'clock. Class 4A, Carroll Fort Wayne against Clown Point at 4. At Logansport in Class 1A, it's Northfield and Pioneer at 1 o'clock. Class 2A, Tipton and North Judson at 4. Jasper, Class 1A, Lagodi versus Greenwood Christian at 1. Class 2A, Linton versus University at 5 o'clock. And at Jeffersonville, Class 3A, it's Silver Creek versus Tri-West at 1 o'clock, followed by, in Class 4A, Franklin and Brownsburg at 5 o'clock. All those teams won the regional championships Saturday night. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to Sean Martin with the Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association and ExcelHSports.com. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
This is Julie Beasley with What's Happening. Stay in touch with our local community by checking out our daily news and local sports headlines on our website, bloomingtonnews.online. You can also find them posted on the What's Happening Facebook page. Thanks for listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. The Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association, a new semi-pro basketball league, getting ready to tip off in early March. And joining me now is Sean Martin, who was podcasting some of the combines that were taking place. Sean, great to have you on the show.
Thank you much. And I think it's going to be a pretty fun league to watch. There's a lot of good players. And I know they've had some exhibition games here early. A couple of them been like 120 to 119 is the final score. So it's going to be an exciting brand of up and down basketball, it sounds like.
We got four teams in this league: the Newcastle Nighthawks, the Pendleton Legends, the Terre Haute Sharpshooters, and the Southern Indiana Timberjacks based out of Bedford. A lot of guys from Indiana, also a lot of guys that have come in from the West Coast as well.
Yeah, one of the main guys of the league is Bob Petty. He's been involved in from grassroots basketball all the way through NBA staffs, part owner of the league, and he has a semi-pro league similar to this one out in the San Diego area. Brought some of these players that are coming here. They're going to kind of fill out the rosters here. They're still in tryout mode. Each team has about 20 players on it now, and they'll cut that down. I think March the 6th, I believe, is the date that I saw. They're going to cut that down to 12 players, go from there.
Of course, I've been involved in the semi-pro football game for the last 5 years with the Indiana Cutters. There's a couple things that stand out to me when we're talking about semi-pro football and semi-pro basketball. One, with the semi-pro football, these guys have to pay to play. This sounds like these guys are getting paid to play.
There's eight positions on each team, and they'll make anywhere from $500 to $2,500 a month. Plus, they get percentage of, they sell jerseys and other memorabilia stuff at the games, and they get a percentage of that. The bigger name players are going to get more. And so it's, each of these players did have to pay to try out. It was like $125 to $150 to try out. So they do have some skin in the game. They do get an opportunity to make at least a little money.
Now, one of the other founders, you talked about Bob Petty, who's originally from Pendleton and is out in the San Diego area. But the other person involved in the league is Kent Benson, former IU player, number one overall draft pick, and, of course, from Newcastle. So it's, of course, fitting that Newcastle and Pendleton get two of the four teams, along with Bedford and Terre Haute.
Yeah, I think there has been a little bit of question about, you know, those two are fairly close together geographically in the state and why that there. But that's, like you said, those are the two home areas of the two main cogs of the league as far as organizing it. And both really good basketball areas with a lot of heritage and a lot of good players. Terre Haute and Bedford have some basketball traditions too. The four teams starting out, I think, are going to be pretty good. And then they're looking to expand next year, maybe 10 or 12 teams total, and get places like Jeffersonville and maybe South Bend and Fort Wayne and maybe even Indianapolis, and to really make it a statewide event.
Community outreach, I know, is one of the biggest things for this league to achieve. Also, fan experience. With all this stuff going on, what is the plan for fans in the stands?
As with everything right now with the COVID, day to day, week to week, month to month, each county is, you know, the county health department is kind of in charge of everything. It's no different than high schools and colleges. Their intent is to be able to have fans in the stands. I know they've had, like I said, they had a couple of exhibition games. I think the one in Terre Haute, they may have had 100, 150 people there that night for that game. Like you said, there's a lot of fan experience stuff. It's like a minor league baseball game. You go there and every inning there's something going on and some raffle or drawing or somebody come out and spin around on a bat and then try to walk and have fun. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun and entertainment more so than just the actual basketball game going on.
Now, there's, of course, several guys from the state of Indiana on several different teams. Of course, the most notable is Kellen Dunham, played at Butler. Sean Sellers from Greensburg played at Ball State. Harry Marshall played at Indiana State and was from Owen Valley. And sounds like he's the GM for the Terre Haute team. And then a couple kids from Bloomington North that I know, one notably Chris Thomas. He started his career at Bloomington South, went over to Bloomington North, and then was playing for IU Northwest.
Obviously, Kellen, like you said, Kellen Dunham is kind of the face of the league. He's been pretty involved in all facets of getting it started. I think he's recruited a lot of these guys. Kellen had played in the G League, the NBA G League. There's several other guys potentially going to play in this league are G League veterans. A few of them have played overseas. With the COVID, a lot of the overseas things have dried up a little bit here for a while until everything gets back to somewhat normal. So this is a good opportunity for these guys. Like you said, there's a lot of Indiana flavor here, and I think it's going to be a real good competitive. This is a pretty high level of basketball. These aren't guys, these aren't 40-year-old guys that's playing in the industrial league, you know, at the Y, trying to come out here and you're paying to go see them play.
And another guy that, you know, we mentioned is Eugene German from Gary 21st Century, played at Northern Illinois, was an Indiana All-Star. Of course, one thing that you and I have both seen over the years following high school and college basketball in Indiana is we've watched these guys play through the high school and college ranks.
Yes, and it's really neat to see them get an opportunity to continue to play basketball. I mean, they're not going to get wealthy doing this, I don't think. You know what? They're playing basketball, and you never know. They could get seen by a G League team, get picked up, and then go from the G League and then get a 10-day contract in the NBA. You know, Yogi Ferrell kind of did that. Now he's kind of stuck on the NBA, and it's so tough to get a spot in that, you know, that upper level, but you just got to keep continuing to play. And, you know, we've got even there's a Joseph English that played at Indianapolis, Washington, and then played at Missouri St. Louis, which is a little school in St. Louis. He's one of the guys that I really, really liked in the combines. He's about a 5'11", 6 foot point guard. That dude can do it all. He is spectacular. Now, he's a kid that I really didn't know anything about, even in high school. I hadn't seen him play. You know, Washington was kind of, I think they were just coming back into the IHSAA when he was there. I mean, he's a kid that, I mean, literally, he could play for me any day of the week. I love him to death. He's a great player.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more Sean Martin. After this quick timeout, you're listening to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Sean Martin with the Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association. Sean, we were talking about all these guys from the state of Indiana that have played overseas, played college ball. You got to see some of these guys in the combine tryouts because you were podcasting with Steve Strimming for XLHSports.com. How was that? Did anybody stand out to you? And what was your takeaway from what you saw?
Players that we've talked about in the first segment were all very good. I mean, Kellen Dunham, he's a household name around here, was a real good player at Butler. you know, he's probably as good as there is around here in the league. Joseph English is a really good point guard, been really good. Sean Sellers is good. You know, there's Rashawn Hopkins signed with Butler out of high school and then wound up at Wright State. You know, so there's some really good high-level players here that played major college basketball. And, you know, the combine was, you know, they do some warm-up drills like a three-man weave and stuff like that and get organized. And then they had them divided up into to teams, and then those teams just played five-on-five for basically an hour and a half. And you got to see a lot of, you know, good players. And we ranged anywhere from – we had like 14, I think, the first combine. We wound up like 40 or 45 at the last combine, January the 3rd.
So it's going to be with four teams, you know, a new league. Obviously, the talent's spread out among the four teams. Do you think there's a favorite right now going into the season, or do you feel like it's just anyone's guess?
It's kind of anyone's guess, but just on paper, from what I know of the players, the Pendleton team kind of looks to be pretty good. That's the one that Kellen Dunham's on. And Ashawn Tatum is a 7-foot kid that played at Auburn. He's out of Anderson Highland. He's almost 30 years old, but he's 7 foot. So they got that's a nice team, you know, on paper there. The Bedford team we talked about, you know, might have several West Coast players on it from the San Diego semi-pro league. I saw some of them at the Newcastle tryout. So they're some really good players. You know, they may be stronger than we think they are just because, you know, we don't know those players as well as we would the Indiana guys. I think they've tried to do a pretty good job of getting the teams fairly even and competitive. And then hopefully it's like any basketball team or any athletic team. It's how well they get along chemistry wise and how they develop with their coaches and play. You know, it's no different than playing sixth grade boys basketball and, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club. Team that gets along the best is going to do the best.
Now, the schedule and some of the venues are still being finalized as we speak. It's going to be basically out any day. One thing you've mentioned to me before with the organization of Bob Petty and Kent Benson, and as we've seen in other semi-pro sports, sometimes it's fly-by-night. And as you mentioned before to me, this is not a fly-by-night league. This was well thought out and well put together before it's getting ready to tip off here in March.
Bob's had a lot of experience running these type of leagues. Kent has a name to draw interest in both players and I think some people, some money and stuff like that. The other guy I believe is Gary Alexander, and he's kind of a behind the scenes, he's a community outreach guy, but he's also got a lot of experience raising funds for different things for schools and businesses and stuff like that. That was his career. And he's kind of brought that expertise to this. Like I think I've said, this is not something where a couple guys just sat over a couple of beers and, hey, this sounds fun, let's do this. They've spent the better part of a year, if not longer, thinking about this, putting this together, talking to the right people and getting the right people in there, kind of a Christian-based outfit. What amazed me about the combines was you've got very competitive guys there that are playing basketball and all this, and you're going to have hard fouls. You're going to have things happen that might generate some anger. I never saw one guy get up and push somebody off or one guy get up and start yelling at somebody. Everybody was very respectful of each other. They got along. They helped each other. You know, somebody got knocked down, they helped them up. There's a pretty good sportsmanship component to this thing. You know, like we talked about earlier, they're really wanting to do a lot of community outreach with some of the schools and stuff. Obviously, that may be somewhat hindered with the COVID protocols right now, but I think into the future, they want to get into the schools and maybe visit a PE class. And those, you know, little bunch of third grade boys and girls, you know, if they saw a 7-foot guy come in there and dunking a basketball, that might be pretty cool to them and get them interested in the game.
What do you feel is the expectation for this league in terms of the success? What do you see long-term as the success of this new league?
Well, I think, you know, you got to look at it honestly. Starting any kind of entity during a pandemic like this is really risky and really, really difficult. Hey, you know what? USFL had it. They had a lot of very wealthy people, very good businessmen involved in that. And it didn't last very long. The ABA was the same way. I think there's a good product here. We have a minor league baseball team here in Lafayette. There's teams in Kokomo and South Bend and Fort Wayne that are in their league. And they do a lot of the same type of things that they're trying to do with this basketball league. I think what we could have is something like that, where they're kind of a community team. Some of the high school kids that maybe go on to college and come back and you know, they're 22, 23 years old and still have that itch to play a little bit. You know, if they can join their team and play on weekends, you know, they're working their factory job or they're working selling insurance during the week and get to play on Saturdays and Sundays and still have fun competing for 5, 6, 7 years after they get done with their competitive lives. And I think that's going to be kind of a good thing. And I think that's kind of the niche that they're looking at. They're not looking to become like the NBA. And, you know, I don't know that any of these players would ever get to that level, but it's possible. I mean, you could have somebody there. It's just matures just a little bit later. You know, we all see that sometimes happening. So.
Well, Sean, I thank you very much for joining me. I can't wait for this league to start. We'll definitely talk again soon, and we'll be following it with the Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association getting ready to tip off here in early March. Thanks again, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you much for having me.
My thanks to Sean Martin for being my guest this week. Busy week in IU athletics as volleyball travels to Penn State Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock. Friday, 6 o'clock, Saturday, track and field hosts the Big Ten Open. Wrestling travels to Purdue next Monday, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Water polo is at Michigan, 10:30 a.m. Saturday, 4:30 against St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Sunday, they will face Salem at 3 o'clock and Michigan at 6. Women's tennis will host Michigan Saturday and Michigan State Sunday, 11 a.m. both days. Men's soccer will host Wisconsin, 1 o'clock on Friday. Men's tennis will travel to Iowa Friday, 2 o'clock. Sunday at Nebraska at 1. Women's soccer, Saturday at Northwestern at 7 p.m. Women's golf, Sunday and Monday at the Palmetto Intercollegiate in Kauai Island, South Carolina. Softball and rowing have announced their schedules for the 2021 season. Softball, 44 games. All against Big Ten opponents. They will have 16 at Andy Moore Field. There will be no Big Ten tournament this season, and they will have the home opening weekend, March 26th through 28th, against Michigan. Rowing will have 5 regular season events. The only event in Bloomington will be the Dale England Cup at Lake Lemon, April 30th through May 1st. Minnesota and Michigan State will be here for that. Baseball is the only sport that has not announced its schedules for the 2021 season. IU volleyball lost to top-ranked Wisconsin 3-0 both days. The Hoosiers are 2-6. Track and field had the Hawkeye Big Invitational at Iowa City and the Big Spire Invitational at Geneva, Ohio. Wrestling beat Maryland 27-13. The Hoosiers are 2-5 on the year. Water polo is 4-0. Their doubleheader with Michigan today canceled because of COVID concerns within the Wolverines program. Men's golf is 5th after day 1 of the Mobile Bay Intercollegiate in Mobile, Alabama. The second round was today and the third round will be tomorrow. Women's tennis lost to Penn State 4-3 and Ohio State 7-0. So a lot going on in the world of IU athletics, as of course everything has changed with most of these sports having to go to spring because everything was canceled in the fall due to COVID-19. We thank you for joining us this evening and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This
was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.